The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It is a delight, as mentioned, to welcome back to the show my good friend Karen Taylor Robeson. She announced her candidacy for the governorship of Arizona today in Prescott, the very place Barry Goldwater started every campaign since the 1950s. To learn more about Karen, you can go to her website, K-A-R-R-I-N for Arizona.com, and we spell for Arizona, F-O-R, Karen for Arizona.com. Karen, congratulations. How are you?
Thank you, Seth, and thank you for having me on this evening.
Of course, absolutely. It was a delight to be with you earlier today, but your day started super early, didn't it?
It sure did. I started my day, as I normally do, with an early morning hike. This morning it was out in Mesa, my hometown, and then I was joined by Governor Jan Brewer and Governor Fife Symington, the co-chairs of my campaign, when we formally launched our campaign from my hometown of Mesa. So it's been a long day, a busy day, but a very, very good and productive day. And as you said, we're now here in Prescott, which is such an important place for the state of Arizona and the history of Arizona.
You bet. I have delighted in watching this campaign take shape, Karen. But for the audience that doesn't know you as well as I do, and I don't know if two families have known each other for longer than ours have, but for the we've known each other a couple generations, haven't we? Our families. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Go ahead and do your biography and why you're running for governor.
All right. Well, as I said, I'm an Arizona native. I'm from Mesa. Grew up working in my family's small business. My dad was the local hometown pharmacist, so I learned an awful lot from him. And as an Arizona native, haven't had an opportunity to travel the state as a young girl and spend an awful lot of time with my family up in northern Arizona building our family cabin and learned a lot about, you know, just, you know, Arizona work ethic and values, family values and faith and hard work, quite frankly. And from there, I went to Arizona State University and eventually became the student body president. I was elected student body president at ASU. And then I had the honor of a lifetime to work at the White House for Ronald Reagan. So not bad for my first job out of college.
Not bad for your first job out of college. Were you making a little more than 25 cents an hour that your daddy was paying?
Yeah, but not much.
I understand. You're about service in any venue. But you've done a lot since then, too. Attorney, my gosh, your civic engagements, you've dragged me into civic action in Arizona. You've been the cause of getting people involved in a lot of things from teaching actually civics and civic leadership to you being the chief of the civic leader for the chief of staff of the United States Air Force.
That's right. Well, you know, after I left the White House, I worked for a couple governors, including Governor Symington here in Arizona, and then went off to law school. And for the last 27 years, I've been in the private sector, working hard to build great places here in Arizona. Great communities for now tens of thousands of Arizonans to call home. But throughout that time, I was, probably my most treasured job of all was being a mother to four just great kids. And quite frankly, I'm in this race because of them and all of Arizona's children. I was so blessed along the way with so many opportunities, beginning with, you know, working for 25 cents an hour in a drugstore. And then all the way up the ladder, I've just been immensely blessed. And what's coming out of Washington, D.C., you know, worries me endlessly. And you know, I was always taught to leave a place better than I found it. Mm-hmm. and given, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. Mm-hmm. And my job is to leave the place better for the next generation, and that's what I intend to do as governor of Arizona.
Karen, I'm curious, as a radio host and someone who gets involved in politics as well, what are you hearing mostly from the meetups and town halls you've been? What is most on the minds of Arizonans? What comes up more often than anything else, and what do you say to it?
Well, you know, I've traveled around the state quietly for the last several months just talking to people and learning and listening. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, day-to-day issues that Arizona families, you know, are struggling with and dealing with. But overall, everybody, you get this sense of urgency about the pace of change in our country and what's happening. You know, you don't have to look much farther than our southern border to see how quickly things can change. I just heard this morning, you know, a statistic that illegal border crossings are up 900% from this time last mm-hmm. year. And you know, nobody expected this rapid decline in the security of our border. So I hear that repeatedly. And then of course so many Arizonans are you know, concerned about election integrity. Mm-hmm. And one of the first orders of business here in the state is we have got to restore confidence in our elections, and I know there's many things that we can do on that front. And the other overarching issue that I hear a lot about is what's going on in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids today are truly being more indoctrinated than educated, and that's a problem. You know, I you know, often quote Abraham Lincoln, but one of my favorite is, you know, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next.
Yeah. Yep.
And the debate about, you know, critical race theory isn't a petty political issue. It's really a fight for the soul of our country.
One of the projects you dragged me into, I have to interrupt because it's I suggest people go and read your bio at KarenForArizona.com. It's a lot. But one of the things you dragged me into, and you've dragged me into many, was something every time grateful I have to tell you, was the Regents Cup, which you started, which was something that was meant to defend free speech on our college and university campuses and give students an idea of that, which they had been missing. Say something about it, because it's one of the most privileged opportunities I've had was being participant of that.
Well, thank you. You know, I was honored to be appointed to the Arizona Board of Regents. And, you know, it was really at the time, you know, the board needed some expertise in the real estate arena. And so I brought that, you know, that expertise. But my passion was really, really focused on civic education and the First Amendment and free speech. And Arizona State University is the largest university in the nation. And so with that comes, you know, challenges, but it also comes opportunities. Arizona State University was given a green rating by the rating agency for universities when it comes to free speech. And I thought, you know, we might not be perfect, right? No university is, no university system is. But with that kind of accolade, we had a responsibility to showcase who we are and what we can do to the rest of the nation. And so I conceived of the Regents Cup, which is now a three university competition amongst our students, on specifically on the First Amendment and freedom of speech. And thank you for agreeing to be a judge.
Oh, it's enlightening, totally enlightening.
And I'll tell you what, it gives me a lot of hope when I see these students being able to debate both sides of an issue and do so civilly. It's really been a point of pride for me.
Well, Karen, it's great to get you on the day you announced. We will expect many, many returns here. It's a delight to be able to endorse you. It's a delight to be a part of this. And I got to tell you, for those that are learning a little bit about you, as their mind has healthily not been on politics as much as yours and mine has, go to her website and look at the latest, or Twitter feed, latest video you put out, KarenForArizona.com, KarenForArizona.com. It's a great video, Karen, and I can't wait till you come back in studio and we'll discuss all these issues in much more depth.
All right. Thank you, Steph.
God bless you, Karen, and Godspeed. Thanks for checking in with our audience.
You.
We'll be back soon.
Uh-huh.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.